Hi, everybody, and welcome to Creation Lightship Healing. We are live this evening. It is March 24th, Monday, 2014. We'd like to welcome everybody to bbsradio.com, Station 1, and we have a wonderful hour coming up. We'll be answering questions, and we will be taking callers. If you were at the New Life Expo in New York this past weekend, it was really wonderful. So if you'd like to call in with your experience about being there, or your experience in the light chamber, or your experience maybe going to one of Ron's many lectures. He did a lecture and a workshop all 3 days, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So hopefully you were there and you were able to join us and feel the wonderful energy of the lightship in person. Also, just wanted to give you the numbers now. So toll-free, if you're in the U.S. or Canada, is 888-627-6008. That's 888-627-6008. Or you could try BBS Line 1 at 530-327-7602. Also, you can listen to this or any of our other BBS shows on the phone 24/7 at the new dial-in number, which is 716-748-0150. So that's listen via phone, 716-748-0150. So thank you for joining us, everybody, and please do call if you have an experience you'd like to share, or you can also email us over at clsquestions@yahoo.com, and we have quite a few questions already that we can work with. And Ron, I don't know if you'd like to charge up the light being for everybody so we can bring peace energy to everybody, and you can find that image at creationlightship.com. It's over on the right. You can just click on that. It's beneath our radio icons. And Ron, I'll turn it over to you. Welcome.
Hi. So let's get rid of some maybe tension that you might have from over the weekend, anxieties or anything like that, emotional situations or situation. So here we go. Just think of something that could be bothering you. And I'll release that from you. Then we'll do the energizing of the light beam. So here we go. Think of your one situation that's, you know, maybe bothering you. It could be a little small one even. You never know. Remember, if you have a little one, very possibly there's a big one much larger behind it. So remember, things recycle. Different face, same issue, or different person, different face, similar issue. So here we go. Think of that particular time situation, and here we go, releasing that from you. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll do that one again in case you just didn't have one and now you do. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And we'll energize the light being on your monitor screen. And we'll just put peace into your room. So kind of watch it. A lot of people enjoyed when I was doing the pictures at the expo, energizing them, because they actually see the pictures come to life, come more three-dimensional, which is what your light being will do right now. Yeah, a lot of times the eyes get a little brighter, and when you look at it, it's like looking at you. So here we go. So stronger, 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 and stronger. And we had quite a few pictures in the expo that we had behind our seats. Nobody really knew about them, you know, as we asked, but we had pictures there from people who paid for the $100. So if you had an experience during the weekend when you had your picture there, then just let us know here. And did the cloning on Saturday. So I guess if we're like a Pentecostal church, you know, they go in and they have this little sign up on the wall, you know, oh, we saved some souls here, you know. So we got a few more people that are a little more real here. And I might have a beep there. We've got a beep, do you think, Elizabeth?
Yeah, it sounds like we might have a caller on the line, so welcome. Do we have somebody out there?
Yes, it's Michael.
Hi, Michael.
Hi, how's it going?
Doing good. Doing good.
I had a question for tonight. I was thinking about getting the family imprinting clearing. I just wanted you to explain that a little bit. Like, what is that?
Okay, so what that does, it's how it can be used a couple ways. One way, you could use it sort of like your natal chart, or like a courting clearing, where people in your family are always thinking about you. And from there, you're getting their vibrations of their thoughts, and could be negative or positive. Most cases, it's probably a negative thing because you're thinking about something that you're doing wrong. So they're imprinting that energy into you. And that's sort of what it's kind of designed for. So that could also lead into other clearings, too, that we have on the website, like your fetus infusion, which is where you actually change what you want to bring forth as far as more DNA in your body, you know, as you're being created. So I don't talk about that one that much, but if you need some more energy on your job or whatever you're doing, your main talent that you're doing that you want to improve on, that one could be that also. It's a little different. And the other one, you know, with the people trying to imprint on you their belief system, that's what it's kind of for. You want to get those off of you. So remember, you always have to release stuff out of you before you bring something else in if you wish to change it. And sometimes you don't even want to change it. You just want to be at peace.
Yeah, because I've been dealing with a lot of problems, and every time I do, like, just look at, like, the psychology of the problems I'm going through, I notice that it all goes back to childhood and the experiences and the limitations that I basically got copied onto me from my family and some of the abuse that I went through during that time. So I was thinking that's what I wanted to use it for, was, like, eliminating, like, childhood shame and abuse imprinting that says, for example, I grew up poor, so, you know, I've always kind of had the shadow of being pulled back into, you know, that because of the way my family was and the way they thought. So that's basically how I thought it could knock it off. And sometimes I even see, like, the imprints of what my mother or brothers or sisters, you know, spoke on to me and put me through, and even some of their problems coming out through me. So that's what I really wanted to kind of erase and kind of change the script, basically.
Yeah, that's good. And timeline crashes could be good on that also. What you're saying is what we talked about at the expo, about doing timeline crashes for a specific event that happened in the past. So maybe something happened to you, say, 20 years ago, and it was a really awful situation, and you're still on those timelines. You know, just because the clock keeps ticking, and you know the weeks and the years go by, you're still on those same timelines, probably living that experience, and you wonder why it keeps recycling, maybe every year or a couple of years, and you think about this past event. Well, you're still on that timeline. So what you're saying is great. It's another way of looking at it to help people. Because yeah, that could do that. And the imprinting is just that. It brought up the DNA in you of being poor, and you might want to look at the slavery clearing. And then the poor issue, you want to get the prosperity clearing, because that has slavery in it. And that's a bundle.
Yeah.
And you want to look into that, because that may cover a whole lot of things.
Yeah, I thought
it was slavery clearing, too.
Oh, hello? Is anybody there?
Michael.
can you hear me?
Yes, we can hear you good.
I can hear you. Go ahead.
Oh, okay. Yeah, I was just saying I bought the prosperity clearing as well. I haven't gone too deep into it, but I just did the whole life time clearings on it and the self-empowerment, and that really, really encouraged me on some days, but I wanted to go work on it again. I will say that the timeline crashes has helped a ton, but sometimes, like, you know, during childhood, sometimes you have a lot of problems on you that you don't really know you have. Like, every day I do clearings, like, say, for instance, when I release entities, then I'll come back and I'll start noticing, you know, subtle things that came from my childhood. And then, you know, the list will just keep going on, and which is a good thing because I can actually see them now. Things get more and more clearer as I do them. But I was really looking at the imprinting clearing, so I think I'll try that one. The last question I had for you was the God clearing. Just kind of what is that and how does that work?
Oh, the God clearing, that takes you out of hell. So basically, I'm laughing here, but the God clearing takes away the energies that you were incarcerated with those ET gods in the churches that you became prey to when you went to church. So that's what that one's for, is to get you so you can have peace in your life and get away from these imprintings. Same thing like you're talking about. Your parents imprinted you. Now you have something that you believe is much stronger, and it could be very likely a lot stronger than, you know, what your parents imprinted you with. So it's that indoctrination. And just think of that poor minister. Man, what kind of... If you believe in karma, just think of what their karma is. Although, for us, they have karma. To the ET God, they probably pat him on the back, you know. And they could even step into his body. Yeah. And he's telling you how to live your life, you know. So, yep. So that's what that does.
Yeah, because Oh, I'm sorry, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm good, I think.
Oh, okay, yeah, I was just confirming that, yeah, a lot of sort of the abuse in the childhood. I grew up in the South and in most of the Southern black communities, and it's really, really rigorous the way they treat each other and the way they treat kids. Like, you know, just not going into too many details, but you're told such terrible things at such a young age, and then it's beaten into you, literally, you know, like physically beating into you. So, you know, that was just one thing that I just wanted to get off of me, but I didn't really know. I timeline crashed the events of it, felt really, really clear, but I was just wondering if there was anything else. So thank you for that.
Is there anything on the website, culture enslavement or something like that? I think I have a clearing for that. I'm not 100% sure. I don't have my website up in front of me. But I think we have a culture on slavery.
Did you say slavery clearing?
Yeah, slavery, but it's cultural enslavement. I think I have that.
Yeah, Ron, you do have a cultural enslavement release clearing in addition to a slavery clearing. So it's two separate clearings. They're both whole lifetime clearings, and they both have the unlimited upgrade option. So you could do... probably either one of those would help. And Ron, I also thought of maybe the trauma body clearing, and I don't know if you want to do a sample of that, because it sounds like you kind of had a traumatic childhood, and that might be a good one to sort of release those negative emotions. And maybe if you need to go deeper, try the cultural enslavement release clearing and or the slavery clearing. And I don't know, I can't remember if you said you did the self-empowerment clearing, the
I did the prosperity jumpstart.
Okay.
And a whole bunch of
And also one other thing that came to mind was the soul family disconnection.
Yeah, I actually have the unlimited version of that.
Okay,
and that
great.
Took off a lot of things. Yeah. So like that was the first thing. Like I remember certain family members actually psychically attacked me. And I did that one, and just so much energy came off immediately. And I actually don't feel any attacks from any particular people anymore. More what I feel is imprints, basically, you know, the marks that were left.
Yep.
Well, that's great. It sounds like you're working through some difficult issues, but hopefully hopefully that helps. And I don't know if anybody else has anything to add in the fast chat. Somebody mentioned that the God clearing is slavery. So if you feel enslaved to your alien God, maybe you should do that clearing. I'm not sure.
Yeah, and I think I would probably do that.
That cultural one sounds perfect, Ron.
Yeah, yep, that one does sound good. And you might, you know, you go in there and do get that at some point, do the Venus, you know, infusion. Because
yeah,
see,
that one is the
yeah.
That one's the fetus and birth trauma clearing and spirit fetus infusion. Those are both wonderful.
Okay, perfect. Yeah, good. Yeah, good. Right. I want to repeat the names again, Elizabeth.
Fetus and birth trauma and fetus spirit infusion.
And that's on one clearing or two clearings?
They're two separate clearings. I think they're both whole lifetime, but the one is specific to birth trauma. And that's one clearing, fetus and birth trauma clearing, and then the other one is the spirit fetus infusion. So I think that's the one you were recommending, Ron. The spirit fetus infusion.
Yeah, that's correct. And so why I'm recommending that one, because see, your parents, since they're poor, and living in a neighborhood of poor people, you know, and probably so do their parents, you know what I mean? You're in a caste system, so you're in the system of being poor. Well, just think if you could, and all that DNA is from your parents of being poor. What if you were to go in there and say, hey, wait a minute, there's got to be some good DNA in me someplace, you know? Maybe 1,000 years ago I had some good DNA. I don't know about it, but it's probably in there. It could make sense, okay? And go in there and say, okay, spirit, we're going to recreate you, recreate the body, because the spirit is still alive. You know, alive and wiggling, you know, in your body when that happens, just like it is now, and say, okay, you know, I got all this yuck DNA stuff in me that I really don't want to have, and it's passed on, and it's, you know, my parents have been suffering with it, and you know, past generations, but there's got to be something good in there. I want you to go in there and search, and I want to find out when, you know, my bloodline had some wealth, and I want to pull that DNA out and bring it forward so I can help to override what I'm stuck in now. Because you're living the life of, we'll just hypothetically say, poverty, okay? Because your parents had it, and that's your DNA that got brought forward. Say, I don't want to live there anymore, man. This is, you know, I got handed, the bad deck of cards, and I want to now go in and go deeper, and I want to find out when at least the people were very happy. I don't have all these negative charges on me, and I want you to find those in this clearing, because you go week by week of your life from conception to when you popped out, okay? And do that. And I bet you that could probably, that's much like a timeline crash in a sense, because you're doing all this stuff to bring forward now. That's going to probably change your life. And you might, maybe you know about your parents' history. Maybe your parents are really, wealthy somewhere else, and then they got captured and put into slavery, maybe possibly in some other country. You know, maybe, hypothetically, maybe your parents are from Africa or some other place, and all of a sudden they got put into slavery, and that's what you're running now, is that slavery of poverty situation, where maybe they had some wealthiness 500 years ago or something, you know? You never know.
Yeah.
And so you might go in there and say, you know, what I got had in this lifetime, I don't want. And I want you to know to find that DNA, because I want to get rid of, or you can't really get rid of it, but you can still get more in you from something that's better, and bring that forward.
That sounds perfect.
Yeah,
and I think it's great that you can use a timeline crashing, too, to really get onto the timeline that you want to be on. And it's always so great going to the expos, because you meet so many people, and a lot of them are new, and they're really excited about the lightship, and they come up with really great observations. And somebody said that timeline crashing is kind of like editing video. So if you're working in, like, a program, you can actually change the direction of your life by timeline crashing, what you want, you can actually stop time and put something new into place that will help you to get on a better timeline for this lifetime. So that's
yeah.
really helpful, too.
Yeah, I think that's perfect. I definitely am excited about it now because I never thought about it that way. And also, I was one of the callers in the past having problems with OCD, and I really appreciate the help that Creation Light sent me via email. I just wanted to thank you for that. What ended up working, at least for the present problem, was the entity release. I did that, and everything just knocked off of me, and then the psychic billboard release really kind of soldered it in to make it, you know, clear. So those two recommendations that you guys sent me really helped, so I really appreciate that.
Oh, yeah, and thanks everybody who sent over information to help out. Yeah, that's good, because sometimes, you know, people have a similar situation, and they do different clearings, and then they go, yep, this one did it, you know, and it's good. Because everybody needs to have some help out there of what maybe somebody else has tried for a given situation. Well,
yeah,
great, Michael.
Definitely.
Wonderful.
Hey, well, thanks for having me. I'm going to definitely check out these two.
Okay. Thank you for calling.
Take care.
You too,
and let us know how it goes. Okay. So that's great. Wow, it sounds like he's done a lot of clearings and seems to be working. So thanks for calling, Michael. And I have an email here from somebody who was at the New Life Expo, Ron, and they said they were very glad to see you again. They enjoyed the timeline crashing workshop and the sample healings you gave. Felt a lot of energy in their body today and needing to sleep more. I did go into the light chamber too, which is healing and relaxing. So also other people who have gone into the light chamber reported that they felt better, had clearer vision and breathing, and felt more relaxed and peaceful. So if you were there over the weekend and you would like to either write or call us, feel free to do so. It would be great to hear from you and hear about your experience. So wonderful. And, okay, so we'll get back into the questions, Ron, if that's okay with you. I don't know if you want to do any healing samples for people.
Yeah, I'm finding what I could work with here.
Maybe a sample trauma body clearing?
Sure, okay, trauma body. Okay, here we go. So if you're a newbie listening, you have all these invisible energetic bodies around you. We'll just say there's a dozen of them. And, you know, like pain, and, you know, we're doing trauma right now. So what they're for is that if you were here without these bodies to protect you, okay, we're going to start off how they came about, okay, because a lot of people don't understand it. So initially, the humans were here, and because the aliens brought in mind energy, so first it could have been part energy for some time, whatever, and, you know, amount of time, maybe not, I don't know. We know we have mind energy now, and we have thoughts in our head. But initially, you were all spirit. So when you were thinking with spirit throughout your whole body. Everything was connected perfectly. So you didn't have to really use your head to think, because your whole body would resonate one particular thought and then manifest that thought. That's how the light works. But now we got separated out, and all of a sudden, your spirit went into your heart center. And why it went there, I don't know. Could have went in your little toe also. And stayed there, but it went into your heart. And now the mind energy is so overwhelming, maybe 1,000 times stronger than the spirit energy that you have. You don't really notice your spirit energy because you're always thinking. So they switched you out, and you started now thinking like you would normally with light, but now you're thinking in darkness. And so when that happened, you started having troubles here, and you brought forth the karma and the DNA, and they gave you the DNA to sabotage you each lifetime, like we're talking about with Michael. So his DNA is of a poor person. He wants to change that, and he can do that very easily just by going into the speedus infusion. I won't say it'll correct everything in his life, but it will bring forth something that he doesn't have now. So that's a good thing. Now, the trauma stuff, so what happened was, because mind energy got activated, now people are thinking thoughts about people, and typically you're judging people, so when you judge them, normally it's not a real positive thing. You just say, oh, wow, that person is great. Look what they're doing. You normally go, I don't know, this person, you know, doesn't look too well today. I don't like what they're wearing, et cetera. So you're giving them negative vibes. Well, all of a sudden, the people probably started dying instantly because of the psychic attack energies. So their spirit said, oh, no, I'm losing my creations here. People are thinking, killing people. And, you know, you can go into that with the chi energy and stuff that people do, you know, and can transmit stuff and bend spoons. There's a person next to us doing that. I'm not saying bending spoons is bad, but what I'm saying is that you can project energy and move things, et cetera. So like, you could also stop somebody's heart that way very easily. So from there, the earth spirit said, well, the mind energy is too strong. People are being corded, connected, and being harmed by the mind energy. So what I'll do is put in different energetic bodies around the physical body as kind of like a shield to ward off these energies. Well, they got absorbed, so each time they're like a sponge. So initially they're pretty cleaned out, maybe perfect, and they're waiting to take on their job. So you get into emotions, and all of a sudden they start getting filled up. And I would imagine that everybody's emotional body is probably trashed by the age of 10. And maybe other bodies, too. So these bodies are in place to absorb stuff that comes out of you and also things that get sent to you from other people. So that's how we have these bodies. So I just wanted to kind of clarify that in case you wonder why, you know, you're emotionally trashed. It's because you keep trying to get out of it. But as you start resonating with that body, you become that body. And so does your spirit. That's why your spirit's trashed when you die, and that's why you don't heal, because your spirit's contaminated. So you want to unclog these contaminated bodies. And so we're gonna help you out now with a couple of issues here with your trauma bodies. Now think of a trauma that you've had, and remember, it goes back through this lifetime. It could be any time. You need to find out what it is so I can help you out with that. Remember, the light sees you as perfect, so you just can't say, clean me out completely. On the whole lifetime clearings, that's the way it works. So when I work in person this way, I have to be able to have you pick a situation. So here we go. Think of something that you have trauma with. So one, releasing it. Two, three, four, and five. And like that's a pretty deep one for some people. I'll do it again. One, two, three, four, five. And one, two, three, four, five. There, that's released. You want to pick up another one in your lifetime that you've had. Here we go. And trauma could be a mother giving birth to a baby, you know, a lot of trauma there, you know. And that trauma could also be passed on to the child, okay? So now you can see why a lot of these clearings are so important. You could have stuff, you know, recycling in you continuously that you have no clue of. So here we go. One, two, three, four, and five. And think of another one here. Or even the same one. One, two, three, four, and five. Okay, Elizabeth, back to you.
Okay, that's great. Thanks, Ron. Yeah, so I think that could be a great clearing for what you mentioned, maybe giving birth or any other trauma that you might have in your life. So it seems like people have a lot of trauma, unfortunately. So, Ron, I just maybe if you want to comment for a moment on the difference between sort of being numbed out versus being at peace. I know a lot of people think, you know, they maybe are like, oh, I don't really need to do any healings. I'm fine, or I don't have any physical pain or things like that. So I don't know if maybe you want to comment on that difference about how, you know, because I mean, if we're feeling things and having emotions, and they're affecting our lives, that's a little bit different than just being blissed out or numbed out. So I don't know if you want to talk about that for a minute.
Okay, yeah, I'm kind of see how to answer this one here. So some people are not in touch with life. Let's put it that way. So they're non-reactive to life. So what does that mean? I would say more than likely, they've been trashed so much in this lifetime that they're completely numbed out, and they don't have any, all their senses are on overload, and they just chose to maybe shut down. So I would say that would sort of be like somebody in depression, and they just want to, like, you know, wake up every day and cover themselves up with their covers and not do anything. Some people are sort of functional walking around being this way. And then you also have, on the other hand, the far end of the scale, you have the replicas, or we'll just say the true clones. I'll use that, the true clones that are here that's come in, you know, since December 21st, 2012, and maybe slightly before that. We have new clones coming in now. Maybe those old ones got trashed out because they didn't work too well. We have a new set of clones of people. So a true clone may feel perfectly fine because they just don't understand or know anything yet. They probably will and will develop an emotional body at some point, but they just don't know they don't have it. And so that type of person, you know, would be a cloned person. So if you do feel like, you know, everything is perfect for you, very possibly, you know, that could be the situation, one or the other, being completely numbed out, not knowing anything. I remember going to one expo, you know, quite a while ago, and I was doing emotional clearings for people. And I had like four ladies in front of me, and it was in California. And remember, the California people are a little more spunkier than the people here on the East Coast. Another way to state it, the East Coast people are much more polite. Okay, and so I'm doing this clearing, and these poor women are enjoying it like crazy because I'm taking away their emotions, and they're, you know, their eyes are getting big, and they're kind of smiling now. Before they go, wow, I didn't know I had that situation. I knew I had it, but now it's gone. So another lady walks by, and I said, you know, do you want to have an emotional release, you know, a clearing sample? And she goes, oh, I feel fine. This one lady turns around, looks at her, and goes, what planet are you from? Yeah. Well, now we have some of the clones here, and where are they from, you know? But if you are feeling like life is, I won't say necessarily good, but you think everything is working well for you, well, you might be numbed out. So it means that you've already went through the trashing of all your bodies, and you probably have no memory of it because the aliens are in control of time, and they may have numbed you out. Which means, you know, what good is it living here if you can't be creative? You know, you got to be able to interact with people and with nature here. That's why you're here. So if you just think you're going like a robot through life and you are a human, then you are numbed out, and it means that you're really trash. So if you feel that way, there's something wrong there. And I think everybody would agree with that. You know, each day you wake up, it's like a new adventure. And I think somebody's listening to me probably out there and go, oh, yeah. Oh, boy. Yeah, what's going to hit me next? You know, what bills are going to come in the mail? You know, but aside from that, it is a new adventure, and you can be creative. And once you get this stuff off your back and you drop that backpack, man, you can set the world on fire because you're ready to go. You go, wow. I don't have that fear anymore of doing this here, you know. All my whole life as a child, I wanted to be a singer, and I loved singing. And then somebody told me, my teacher in third grade said, man, your voice sounds horrible. And you go, uh-oh. Well, you know, it's kind of like that old movie, you know, TV show, Father Knows Best. Well, the teacher knew best, and you respected the teacher, and then you didn't want to sing anymore. And now you can get rid of that emotions of that person, you know, trying to control your life through their judgments, and now you can start singing. And that's what happens. People start opening up to being and using more of their spirit talents, we'll say, through the DNA, because the spirit is there to enjoy life here. And it isn't easy for a lot of people, but that's the net result, is to get yourself cleaned out like a baby, so you can be brand new again to enjoy life here. And the more clearance you have, the happier you feel, and the better off you are. And then you know what's going on here. You don't know what you don't know. And unfortunately, what you don't know can kill you. So by all means, get some clearings to move on with your life. And then be creative. Back to you, Elizabeth.
Yeah, Ron, that's such an important topic. And I can't help but think that it reminds me of something you said recently on one of the other shows, that once your body realizes it has a chance, it starts to get better. So once you start getting some of these things off of you, and I know you do offer a whole lifetime depression release clearing and also the clone to light infusion, which are both very helpful for you or people that you may know. So, yeah, once you realize you have a fighting chance, things start to get better. And hopefully, if you're in this situation right now, you can take the power back. So I'm going to move on to some listener questions that we didn't get to from last week, actually. So thank you, everybody, for your patience. And again, if you would like to call in, if you were at the expo, you can call in with your experience either having been to one of Ron's lectures, or maybe you went into the light chamber, or maybe you did the sample 5-day emotional healing. So hopefully you did all three of those, and you'd like to share that with us either via call-in or email. But I will get back to the questions now. So this one is from somebody who is wondering, how do the sample healings work on archive shows, and also how do they know if they're on the CLS Now timeline?
Okay, so if you listen to the archives, an archive for a given clearing, like, say, an emotional clearing, will work 5 times. So if you listen to 5 archives, and I did 5 emotional clearings, and that will work. After that, it will not work, because it means that you need to do the whole lifetime clearing at that point. So it's just a sample, so you can clear away enough energy to understand that you need the clearing and that they work. That's how it works. So it's not 5 samples per show, it's 5 total of all that we have on BBS Radio, and we've probably got 1,000 archives. Lots of healing. So that's the way those work. So just kind of listen to them, and you're going to start feeling the energies working through you and for you. And I would think if you have the whole life of emotional clearing already, then when you listen to an archive, at that point, you already had the clearing, and if we do like an emotional clearing, you know, right there, it will work for you. So once you get the lifetime emotional clearing done, then everything is active on that particular one particular clearing. So, you know, that's the way to look at it. Another thing is, how do you know if you're on the light ship? Well, you're not on the light ship, but you are in the moment. So when you're in the present moment, and how do you get there? You can't think about it, because when you think about it, then you're going to be in the moment on a timeline, and you can be out of time on the timeline of the darkness. So when you do the mind-to-heart drop, then you're on the, say, CLS timeline that will help you to be out of time. So that's what you want to do, is command your spirit, because your spirit needs to be in control of what's happening. Otherwise, the mind is. So you have to realize there's 2 energies, mind and spirit, or source. And since your spirit was created from source, and it's like that old saying, you know, if you take a drop of water out of the ocean, it's still the ocean water, it's just not as much of it. So just realize that your spirit is source energy with you. It never leaves you. It can become less of one drop by having attunements done to you and everything else in this lifetime that the dark side practitioners do to you in the churches, etc. But forgetting that, once you still have a little spark of spirit, it's there. And it can help you. So you want to just do the mind-to-heart drop out loud. You can whisper it, but you need to command your spirit to do that. And then from there, you're in the present moment. And once you're in that present moment, by counting down, you know, you look at it only at probably 10 to 15 seconds, and you're in the moment. Then you're in the source energy with your spirit. You're in a whole different reality of consciousness, because you're out of mind. And then you're in the moment. And when you're in the moment, if you're in it a lot, then you probably want to get a day planner, because people may want to know why you're not showing up on their timeline when you need to be there. And everything is timeline. So if you have an appointment at 1:30 in the afternoon, and you are doing this exercise all the time, you might not realize that it's 1:30, okay? Because remember, when you're out of time in source energy, there's no clock. That's not the agenda of the source energy. Source energy doesn't control you. Here we have a clock and the timeline to control you, to keep tabs on you, okay? And source energy doesn't exist. So it would probably be pretty difficult to have people cord you because you're in a different system, in a whole different energy system as compared to when you're in time. Because time gives you everything out there of the multidimensional energies, everything else is connected to you. This is the way to get back into peace. So the aliens, if the aliens really started understanding what peace is, then they'd probably stop their crap that they're doing to us, and they'd want to get on board too, because they're probably looking for peace too and don't know how to get there. And remember, there's a pecking order, as above, so below. And so people say, well, was there any good aliens out there? I go, well, the ones that you hear about are in duality, so how could they be good? They have, you know, maybe higher technology, and if they have that, they have their spaceships, et cetera, and, you know, all different types of technologies that are not here. Why don't they bring them in? They could drop something off, you know. You know, a lot of them are physical. Why don't they just drop something from the sky, manufacture 10 million of these little whatever it is things? You know, maybe it's, you know, maybe they have a thing to, you know, run your car. You put it on your car motor and it runs or something. You know, who knows? I don't know. But they could drop it from the sky, you know. Manufacture them in the Beyondo. That's what the space shuttles were used for, is to bring forth the elements from this planet up to, like, a docking station. And from there, they exchanged alien technology, alien parts, like for the space, not for the space shuttles, but for the stealth aircraft, that the wings are made of alien metals. That's what was mentioned by Bill Schneider, and he got killed. They killed him. But aside from that, he's the one that dug all the underground tunnels. I guess he was responsible for that somehow. But that's what they're doing, is exchanging that for this. So they're physical. It's not like they're all invisible. They're bringing in physical things here, exchanging one thing for another. And so, you know, why can't they just drop something off here, have a UFO appear out of the sky and drop off some little gizwiz that is, you know, something that maybe, you know, is way older technology for them, but for us it'd be maybe 1,000 years in our future as far as trying to figure this thing out, and drop it here and voila, it's fixed, you know. Or a little thing to clean up chemtrails or to clean up the water or whatever, you know. I'm sure they have something out there. But the whole thing is, you know, if they knew what peace was, maybe they'd stop coming here. Maybe they could live on peace energy as opposed to living off of your energy of all different ways. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay. And also, Ron, I believe you can still do the I command my spirit to stay on the creation lightship now timeline of light. Is that correct?
Well, you have to do the mind to heart drop to do that. So just do the mind to heart drop.
So just do the mind to heart drop. Okay.
Yeah. Otherwise, by saying that, you're going to be typically using words that are in the darkness, okay? So it could possibly work, but you want to do the mind to heart drop to make sure that you're there. Because otherwise, you're using a vocabulary that the aliens gave you. So you want to go in and do the mind to heart drop and then, you know, command that.
Okay, so mind to heart drop, and you can also do be here in the now.
Yes, because you have to connect, and you have to connect to your spirit. You must connect to your spirit to be on the proper timeline in the now, okay? And you may already be there, you know, by doing that could enforce that, but you need to first get there.
Okay.
But remember, if you start thinking a lot, then you're going to be off of that timeline.
Okay, so hopefully that answers your question. And also, this listener says, I imagined myself holding my wallet in my hand. I had lost it. I dropped that image into my heart, and within that day, my wallet was given back to me the exact way I imagined. Is this what Ron means by becoming your desire?
Yeah, it's perfect. So you actually brought back or created a timeline to have it occur for you. Yes.
Okay, great. So the next question is, when doing the monthly physical healing, are you put onto the lightship 24/7? Are you in source energy and cannot be corded?
You're in quarantine because they're looking for bits and pieces of you out there in the dark side universes. So what happens is, since you typically have an alien critter in you and they took over your territory, you're getting rid of the alien critter and looking for the parts that was possibly stolen from you that's in a dark side universe. So the quarantine process is that, getting rid of darkness out of you. You're not on the light shift as far as requesting physical healings. You're there when they find the parts of you in the dark side universes and put you back together again to get that extra little piece of skin or something that was, you know, taken and stolen by the aliens. But and at that point, they do that automatically, but you're not consciously there, and you cannot request healing until you're on the 8-hour call. And as far as being corded, yeah, you can be corded anytime. When you're on the calls, you won't be, but during the week, you still could be, interacting with mind energies, and that can still affect you. So quarantine on the 8-hour call is strictly to get you back into spiritual integrity when they look for the dark parts of you, or the parts of you that were in darkness, I should say, that got stolen. And then that's how that works. So they're taking on critters that are taking up your territory and rematerializing or remanufacturing those particular energies, we'll say, making it very simple here, and then trying to find you. Because remember, if you're out there, you're experiencing that. Are you experiencing timelines? You know, this is what Michael was talking about when he called in earlier. Are you experiencing a timeline 500 years ago? Okay. A long time ago. Do you know what it is? No. Are you? Yes. It's in your DNA. Once it gets activated, that whole movie set comes online, okay? So it gets dusted off, and they turn on that little switch, and the movie projector bulb lights up, and they start moving the film. And you're now running that particular timeline of whatever you experienced 500 years ago. And it could be a good thing. Maybe you had, you know, tons of money. Like I said, maybe you had all this money and it was too much for you, you know. And you try to give it all away. And all of a sudden your DNA was, I have to give away money. And this lifetime, that got activated. And you wonder why you can't save any money or why you don't have money. It's because of that other past life way back 500 years ago or so, where you had too much money, you didn't want it, you know? So, you know, you want to get those things out of you. And that's also true on the timelines for this lifetime. You're living all of those timelines just because the event got better for you. You're still on those timelines, okay? So that's kind of your homework, you know? Search around and say, yeah, I had an issue here. I'm not dealing with it right now, but I'm still thinking about it, okay? You brought it forward. So once you have it in your thoughts, once it comes forward in your consciousness, that means that you still have it, okay? The way you know if you don't have it is that you won't be able to think about it. Remember, the thought connects to the energy. If there's no energy there, you're not going to have any thoughts on it. So you are thinking, looking for situations to deal with. That's what you're doing when you think. You're trying to find all the different possibilities of life here in the darkness and how to manipulate and use those. So if you don't have any thought about it, it means that it's neutralized in you. So that's how you want to do the timeline. So if you had an accident, you know, when you were age of 12 and you're looking at that and that comes up now and you go, wow, you know, I'm still living that timeline where maybe I broke my shoulder. It's well now, but am I still living on that timeline and it's replicated 1,000 times? You bet. clear out that timeline, go back to that age of 12 of that car accident or whatever happened to you, and get rid of it. Pull out those pages out of that book. You know, once you get them out of there, then there's no more energy. Get it out of your DNA. You're purging your DNA of all your stuff. So back to you, Elizabeth. And
Ron,
do have another radio program coming up here, too.
Yeah, I was going to mention that, and also just wanted to quickly say that it's always so great to watch people when they get the news about the mind-to-heart drop and how simple and easy it is to do. And within 10 to 15 seconds, you can be in your heart center and be at peace, whereas everyone's meditating and going outside of themselves and seeking the answer. So I think it's always great when you announce that at your lectures and people are kind of just stunned that it really is that simple. So just wanted to mention, too, Ron, the other radio show that we have after this is available through our website. You can click on the icon to connect to that. So hopefully you can join us after this show for the program. It is, the topic tonight is the, hold on, I just lost it here, our eternal spirit trapped in an aging body. So it's a discussion about how the DNA within us causes pain, aging, and associated problems due to the DNA blockages we inherited from the previous generations. So it's actually kind of what we've been talking about here on the show. So hopefully you can join us for that, and we'll have sample clearings of the energetic experience that was activated, obstacles, and offer solutions for creating a more self-empowered, peaceful life through the interactive online healings found at creationlightship.com. So hopefully everybody listening can hop on over and join us for that after the show. And I think we have time for one more question, Ron. So I'll just go ahead with that, if that's okay with you. And so this person is wondering, if a person dies in this current timeline, are they still alive on other timelines? Hello, Ron, are you there?
So, yes, they are alive. You still there, Elizabeth?
Yes, I'm here.
Yeah, yes. So you are alive, yeah.
Okay. So if you die on this current timeline, you're still alive on other timelines.
Yes, and that's you have no way to control that.
Right.
You're no longer here to interact with it, but you are being tortured, you know, with everything else. Oh, God. Oh, man. That's a bad question. One that you don't really want to know about.
Okay. Well, hopefully...
Remember, your spirit's eternal. Okay, and your body's made from the dung pile, the alien excretions of eating life and people. So they got this big dung pile, which they use for manifestation. And so your body has light in it. That's where they get it from. And then they also, take a little piece of your spirit, which is eternal. That's where they want you. So you're still living out there. So I'm kind of working on that. On the far back burner, how to get rid of all those lives. I know that I will be terminating these energies at ascension time. So I may want to do that. I'll figure out some way to do it now, possibly, or, you know, it is on the back burner. I've been looking at that for the last few months, what to come up with next. So back to you, Elizabeth.
Okay, and I guess we'll do one quick last question before we end the show here. So this person was in the light chamber and had no thoughts. So they forgot to mention a healing, I guess a request for a healing. So did they get healed? Did something get healed anyway?
They probably picked the most highest judgmental part of you, whatever that would be, and work on it, whatever needed to be released, that they saw darkness. So that would be the way that would work, yes.
Okay.
So even though you may have not have known anything, just sat in there, the part that needed to be released, that was the most dark in you, they're working on that.
Okay,
now remember, when you go in the light chamber, you're conscious on the light ship, even though you're not conscious here. So you could be saying something up there on the light ship as you're bilocated. Once you walk through that curtain, you're bilocated. And then you come back, after the session is over, then you come back, and then your session is done. But you are communicating continuously to the light beings.
And hopefully people can join us for the New Living Expo, which is coming up in April, the 25th through the 27th, right outside of San Francisco. So it's another opportunity for people to meet Ron, and you can get more info about that at thenewlivingexpo.com. So, Ron, we have to wrap up the show. I just wanted to thank you and everybody for your wonderful questions. And, Ron, thank you for all the sample healings. So I'll turn it over to you, Ron, if you want to do any last samples.
Yeah,
and...
we'll just do the Mind of Heart Drop. So
okay, great.
I'm going to run to get on the next program here. So here we go, Mind of Heart Drop, dropping down, commanding your spirit out loud to do so. So here we go, and I count from 10 to 1 to make it easy for people. So God, taking your thoughts, going into your heart. So 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1, 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. 10-9-8-7-6-5-4-3-2-1. Okay, here we go, everybody. So check out the next radio program coming up in a few minutes here. Blessings, and we'll see you again. Bye, everybody.